This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
At 355-9527 or toll free 877-952-7870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Now, today we'll be giving away hockey tickets to MSU Alaska Anchorage Hockey. So give us a call at 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517, for your chance to win tickets to either games on Friday night or Saturday night. So you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to either one. So give us a call once again, 353-5000, area code 517. We're going to talk MSU basketball a little bit later on today as one of the topics today, and we'll talk about a little bit of high school sports and other sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. Now, I asked Jacob yesterday about the new phenom, and that, of course, is Jeremy Lin in the NBA, who's really turned on to be quite a celebrity and a big player. And all he has to do is basically cut down somewhat on his turnovers, and he'll be fine. He's been playing well all year. And yesterday, he had a very good game, 10 points, 13 assists for Jeremy Lin, point guard with the New York Knicks. And he's I guess, sweeping the nation as an undrafted phenom. And he's had been cut twice, and now he's caught on with the Knicks, and things are going well for him. But you can give us a call if you want to talk about Jeremy Lin or any other sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. We'll be open line till about 1:20, and then we'll be joined by Jeremy Sampson from WILX TV and talk a little sports with him. But Lin has become quite a phenomenon, especially because he plays in New York. If he didn't play in New York, if he was doing what he was doing, and say, for example, he's playing in Portland, I don't think as many people would know about Jeremy Lin, for sure. But as you know, New York's a cub of the world, basically. A lot of things go on in New York that goes worldwide. So Jeremy Lin is just becoming a worldwide phenomenon. And he's doing quite well with all the press and all the people and all the publicity. He's getting a ton of publicity, and that's helping the NBA. It's giving the NBA a huge boost in awareness and in viewership and everything else. So Jeremy Lin has really helped himself, and he's helped the NBA quite a bit. It's one of those things where both sides help each other. The NBA needed a boost, and Jeremy Lin has come along and playing so well. It's given the league quite a big boost. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. We come your way each and every day. That's Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR East Lansing. Now, in case you didn't know, but if you're a sports fan, and especially a football fan, you've probably already heard this already, but ESPN is going to go to a two-man team on Monday Night Football. It's going to be Ron Jaworski has basically been eliminated. John Gruden and Mike Tirico will be the two-man team, and they haven't done that for over 7 years. So you'll hear from that with that coming up. Those two with Mike Tirico and John Gruden, a two-man team. It should be a pretty good team. Sometimes three men make for a little bit too much clutter, a little too much talk, and that could be a problem. But I think it'll do well. I think that two-man team will do quite well. And we'll hear about that from time to time from different people in the sports world to hear what they think about the two-man team. But we'll hear more about that, of course, when fall comes around and football season comes around. And that's going to be a big topic of discussion from ESPN, that's for sure. We returning to baseball season is getting ready to upon us. It's getting real close as they're getting ready. The catchers and pitchers will be heading to training camp. They'll be getting starting real soon. And the other team, the rest of the players will report. And it should be a lot of fun when we get to baseball. Because that knows whenever pitchers, catchers report and the players report, we know that spring is right around the corner, at least here in Michigan. And it will. And that's always good to know. So we're looking forward to a spring training getting underway, talk a little baseball. And, of course, football season is always going on because now free agency is getting upon us. It's coming soon. And we'll hear more about Peyton Manning. We're hearing a lot about that already. He's in the forefront. Will the Indianapolis Colts re-sign him or offer him at least a contract with smaller numbers? Or will they let it stay the same? And a lot of us still think that he will probably be released by the Colts. But Bob Irsay, the owner, is saying, no, he wants Peyton to come back. Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, he's the owner. He's going to do it, everything. He doesn't want the fans. He wants the fans to stay on his side. So we're going to see if that will happen. As you know, when Joe Montana left San Francisco, there was a huge, huge uproar, and the fans really turned on their owner out in San Francisco. So we'll see what happens here when Peyton, if he goes down that road and decides he wants to play for another team, we'll have to see how that one turns out. But you can give us a call, talk a little sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. If you've never called us before, we ask you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up, talk sports right here on AM 870. But more importantly, spread the word around. Tell everyone you know. You can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR East Lansing. And we'd love to hear from you. Love to talk a little sports with you right here on AM 870. Whether you want to talk about the Knicks, who are continue to their winning ways. You can also talk about the Detroit Pistons, who are, they downed Boston last night. Impressive win for the Pistons. And maybe Lawrence Frank is slowly starting to get it together. It looks like he's starting to figure out who can play and who can't play. He's starting to get a rotation together. But it's coming together slowly, and we'll have to see how much better it gets from here on out. But beating Boston last night was a good win for him. And, you know, some of the teams have done quite well. We know Miami's doing well. They've first team in even in the non-strike years that had a three-game streak on the road, a three-game winning streak. That was very impressive, and that's what they've done. So you can give us a call, talk some sports with us. I'm looking here at some of our other sports that were coming up, and we're going to be talking a lot of sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. UConn player was safety Jerome Jr. has been suspended from the team, and he's no longer enrolled at the school. That's the university said Thursday that Jr. was suspended for violations of team rules, but did not give out details. Junior says he would have been a fifth-year senior this year, UConn, and will not be in the school next fall. And that was his fourth. He was fourth on the team in tackles last year in 2011. So that was one of those things. Those things happen in sports. You know, the offseason in football and college football, this is a time of year when coaches really, they may not say it, but they're really worried. Because the players, they're not under they're bound to the team and team rules. They have a lot more free time on their hand. And as you know, some of them act out and use their free time in positive ways and good ways. And then some go the other route. And, you know, coaches just never know. It could be a good guy during the season, but when he's left on his own after the season, then he could have problems, and that's part of football. So, you know, coaches really worry around this time of year. They really, really get antsy because they can't wait till spring training becomes. Then they can get to spring football, and then, of course, you got fall football. You get the fall practice. So that's something that football players and coaches really look at during this time of year. It happens almost at every school around the country, but coaches are just worried about how guys are doing, how will they, you know, they can't, you see, that's the thing with the public. The public can't, You know, they want the coaches to watch these guys, you know, 24 hours a day. And you can't do that. It's not realistic. You know, you can't. You have to trust guys. Hopefully, they'll do the right things. Hopefully, you know, you've instilled enough values between the coaches and between their families that they'll do the right thing. They won't be knuckleheads. But unfortunately, it's like every year, some of them are definitely knuckleheads. And they get into more trouble than what they should get into trouble to. And then they'll say, oh, they don't know. Well, they do know, but they figure whatever. They can get away with it, or that maybe it just wasn't that big of a deal. Just like we see so many people getting in trouble on the social media, and they will say things that they probably shouldn't say in the social media network because it gets out there. Everything is on. If you write it down, it's online and it gets out. So that's another thing that kids have to be more aware of, is using social media. Used to be a big deal, but now it's a pretty big deal. So they have to be very careful with that. Well, you know, Michigan State's got a big game tonight. Big game against Wisconsin tonight. And Aaron, what's your thought on tonight's big game?
Well, it's going to be interesting. That's mm-hmm. for sure. I'm looking forward to it. It's my birthday, so
hopefully. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. So hopefully Michigan State can get a victory here. No, it's going to be interesting coming off that Ohio State win and to see how they react to that. You know, that obviously gave them a lot of confidence to go ahead and beat them. So coming home, they're going to be, oh, is it Wisconsin, lesser team? You know, maybe that might go in their head. But Tom Izzo obviously does a good job of, you know, making sure that players are ready. And I'm assuming with Green and Izzo and the way they handled the last game at Ohio State, that this one they'll handle just as well, too. So I look forward to it and see what they can do here.
Yeah, I think so. They've got a good job on the team. It's a young team, but more importantly, it's a team that listens. They listen to the coaches. They listen to their captains. And when one of your best players or your best player on your team is your hardest worker, that makes the job so much easier for coaches. They love it when their best player is the hardest worker. So that just follows in line in everything they want to do. So that's a big plus for Michigan State. So, you know, we'll look at that and see. I think it should be a good game, and I think the Spartans should be able to handle them when they get them out there on the court tonight. It should be a very, very good game. And as you know, statistically, Michigan State and Ohio State and Wisconsin are the three top statistical categories. Just about every category in the Big Ten, they're 1, 2, and 3 in some order. So it should be as we've seen before, usually with Wisconsin and Michigan State, a low scoring affair. Just like that Michigan State Ohio State game was a low scoring affair, this one will be another low scoring affair. But it should be a good game. I'm like you. I'm looking forward to this game. I think Michigan State will win playing at home. Everybody knows home court is such a huge advantage. So if you can win on the road, that's great. Now, when Ohio State comes here in that last game of the year, it could be for the Big Ten championship for that game. And I think that's a game that I'll say Ohio State has a chance to win. I might not have said that before because Michigan State lucked out and got the one on the road. But now they're going to have at home. But everybody here, most people were thinking that Michigan State will be favored to win the home game. So that'll be interesting to see. Can they win the game? Hopefully they can win the game. But like everybody says, it's going to be a tough game, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk a little sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The Syrian opposition stages marches and protests, operates hospitals, and created the Free Syrian Army, but it's a far from cohesive force. Divisions include religion and tribe, young and old, rural and urban, expats, refugees, and deserters, and ideologies from secular socialists to radical Islamists. I'm Neil Conan, the Syrian opposition. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Cloudy skies in our forecast for today. We'll see a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 25. Then partly sunny on Friday, a high in the 40s. Cloudy skies on Saturday, there's a good chance for some snow showers, and we'll see a high temperature in the 30s. This is Kevin Lavery.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. And later on today, we'll be giving away MSU hockey tickets. Give us a call at 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517 for your chance to win tickets to MSU hockey on Friday and Saturday night. And we'll give those tickets away at the end of today's program. Once again, 353-5000, area code 517 for your chance to win tickets to MSU hockey. And we're just going to talk more sports with you. We've got two guests for you. We'll talk with them a little bit later on today's program. But more importantly, really want you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR. Interesting column today in the Detroit News. John Neal wrote a column about Keith Appling. He's making that adjustment to the point, and he's playing a pretty good point guard. He's learning to play the point. As I've said often, and it's a position, it's a move, it's a good move for Keith, because even though this is not the next level, but this can help prepare him for the next level, because let's face it, you don't see too many 6'1 shooting guards at the NBA level. And if he wants to play in the NBA, which most young guys do that's his age, he knows he's going to have to make another adjustment. He can't be he'll try to stay the shooting guard. I've seen a lot of little guys. They don't really get that chance to be shooting guards in the league. They have to be exceptional shooting guards, really exceptional if you want to be that small guy and play a large role in the NBA. And we've seen a few. I've been a few training camps, and I've seen some guys come into training camp and just shoot the lights out. And they'd be cut at the end of the day. Just why? Because they're 5'9", 6', 5'10", 6 foot. So they almost force you to become a point guard at that size. So and that's something that you're going to have to do. But that's what he's looking to get in the NBA one day. And if he does, he's going to have to be a point guard. That's for sure. And that's he wants to live that dream, and that's his dream. And if he wants to make it at the next level, he's going to have to make it probably as a point guard. I know people want him to – I've heard a lot of stories, a lot of people around here that want him to move back to being a shooting guard, which he does best. Yeah, that might be helpful for him here and now, but it wouldn't be helping him for the long range. And so, you always have to – I know it's a fine balancing act sometimes, looking out for what a young man needs to do in the future and what you need him to do right now. So – That's sort of the role that Keith Appling is right now. He's got to learn how to play a new position and do it well, especially. And that's going to help. Really, it's going to help him making Michigan State a better team, and also will help him to further his goals of playing in the NBA. So it's a double-edged sword. Hopefully, he can do them both, and that would make him better. If he can become a point guard and a good point guard, it certainly helps, helps his chances of playing in the league. Hey, give us a call. Talk a little sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And, we need you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports right here on WKAR in East Lansing, the Mid-Michigan area. Remember, you can hear us anywhere in the state of Michigan. We've got 10,000 watts of power, clear channel, so we can hear you whether you're in Saginaw, Detroit, Flint, Grand Rapids, wherever you're at, you're listening. You can listen to us here at WKAR. So we want you to turn your radio up and turn it on loud and proud wherever you're at, right here on AM 870. So that's just one of the things you can do. And remember, we are on the internet, so you can hear us any place in the world. You can tell your friends, you know, whether in Florida or in California, overseas, that just put on your computer and you can listen to us right here at WKAR East Lansing. So we've got a lot of things for you, a lot of ways to stay in touch with you. And we want to stay in touch with you, and you can hear us, hear about us and listen to us on Facebook. There's ways for you to keep in touch with us there. So we've got just got a lot of different things for you right here on WKAR. And just call us up and talk sports with us right here on AM 870. We've talked somewhat about Jeremy Lin. We haven't talked too much about it with Aaron. And Aaron, what's been your thoughts on Jeremy Lin? And we'll get the talk from him and get his opinions on the Jeremy Lin phenomenon. And we'll talk with him about that a little bit later on. And we'll do that as well. So just getting ready to talk a lot more sports with you here right here at WKAR. And now we'll check in with our good friend Jeremy Sampson, and we'll talk with Jeremy about tonight's game between Michigan State and Wisconsin. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Hey, okay. I wanted to talk to you about the game tonight. What's your thought take on the Michigan State-Wisconsin game?
Well, it's obviously an important game for Michigan State if they want to stay in the race for the Big Ten regular season championship with Ohio State. Getting that win earlier this week, the Spartans are half a game back, and I think everybody remembers how the game in Madison ended. We were an eyelash away from going to a second overtime. So, Michigan State hasn't lost on their home floor this year. I think you have to consider them the favorites. But Wisconsin's such a dangerous team to play against because they slow it down. They limit the number of shots that that their opposition can get. So, to me, this is all about Michigan State's defense. It's been like that all season long. They've been able to hold opponents down. And if they can do that again to Wisconsin like they have, they can hold them to, 40% or below, they're going to have a really good chance to win it. If Wisconsin shoots up around 50, well, it's going to be a lot harder for Michigan State to win.
Yes, and that's the thing, Jeremy. We know that Michigan State now has only 3 home games left. Do you think anyone, and I'm sort of leaning towards maybe Ohio State might get them here, but are you looking at anyone maybe having a chance to win here in the home game, still a home game from this place?
Well, I think Wisconsin has a chance to win tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't think Nebraska has any chance in the world.
No.
and I think, Ohio State will have a good chance to win when they come to town too. But, this is a big, big game for Michigan State. Like Coach Izzo said on Monday, they've got 6 games left in the regular Big Ten regular season. 5 of those are against teams in the top 60. And they could win a lot or they could lose a lot. Now, they've got a lot of momentum coming off the win at Ohio State. And, their practice schedule's been a little funny this week. After they won that game, they had to take Sunday off. And then they had to turn around and take Monday off again. And, he doesn't like to take consecutive days off, obviously, because you don't want the guys to get rusty. And Draymond Green did run a little bit of a captain's practice on Monday, but their schedule's been mixed up a little bit. But, really, it's this game tonight's the big one. And then, eventually I think it's going to come down to that last game at home against Ohio State for either who's going to win it outright or which of the two teams is going to have a chance to share it.
Yeah, that would be something if it does come down to be that way for the Big Ten regular season championship. I'm one of those old school guys, as you know, Jeremy. I've always held a lot more attention to this Big Ten regular season title than this the made for championship that we have with all the teams in the playoffs. So I hold this still a lot more. I think Tom does too. He really relishes this regular season championship.
There's no question, especially when they pushed it now from 16 games to 18 games, so you're close to playing a round robin again. With the Nebraska coming in this year, they pushed it up to 18. So, to go through a grueling 18-game schedule, especially this year, Earl, with the Big Ten being the number one ranked RPI conference in the country, you're playing in the best conference in the country. And to say that you've gone through that regular season of 18 games and you come out of it on top, that's a big accomplishment. I would agree with you. I always think that the regular season title holds more weight than the tournament title.
Yes, unfortunately, that gets, it gives, what I've always said about the tournament title, Jeremy, is that it gives those teams that have no chance of getting in in the Big Ten, getting into the big dance, a shot at getting in. You, usually those teams that are somewhere between 8 and 11, now 8 and 12, that gives them a shot at maybe squeezing in and getting in the Big Ten, getting into an NCAA at-large bid. But in this year, they're talking about it might be as many as 8 teams from the Big Ten getting an at-large bid.
Well, and that's the thing. We've never seen, though, in the tournament, a team, you know, with a really high seed have a chance to get in the tournament by winning it. I mean, Illinois was the 11 seed that one year when Michigan State won it, and they were playing their fourth game in 4 days and just kind of wore out, especially in that second half against Mateen Cleaves and the crew, and Michigan State won it. And you're right, it gives them the opportunity, but we've yet to see – you know, a team, I think what Iowa maybe did it one year where they came out of nowhere with Alford and won it, but they were kind of on the NCAA tournament bubble. That just kind of solidified them. So it does give some of those teams enough opportunity to get hot in one weekend, and as you know, that can happen. But over the years, it hasn't been a norm that we've seen, you know, one of the higher-seeded teams come out and win that tournament.
Well, we know one thing for sure is the Big Ten makes a lot of money off this tournament.
Yes, they do. And the format's a little different, you know, this year. It used to be you wanted to stay out of that 4 and 5 range because that was a tough game on that second day. Now the top 4 teams automatically get a bye, and the bottom 8 teams have to play on that first day. So the goal for anybody is to get into that top 4, get that bye into that second round, and then you got to win one game to get in the semifinals. And I think once you get to the semifinals, you know, anything can happen. So it'll be fun. You know, it's always a fun tournament. You know, if I wasn't working in the media and I was just a fan, I would love to just, you know, go down and watch a ton of basketball for a weekend because it is competitive. I mean, you think about, you know, all the different things that have happened, the last second buzzer beater, you know, Ohio State to beat Michigan a couple years ago and all the exciting games that they've had down there. It's a fun weekend, and Indianapolis, you know, is a great city to hold an event like that. So it is a lot of fun.
Now, are you going down there to cover the game for WILX?
To be determined. There's a good chance, though, that we'll probably just go down if they were to play, you know, like Saturday, Sunday. So we'll kind of see how things shake out. It depends on how the brackets work out and where they end up.
Okay. Well, we know that Michigan State's got the hockey game this weekend. They've had such great games against Michigan that we've seen, and now they're going to play Alaska Fairbanks. Hopefully, they'll be able to win both games. But when you look at this hockey team, they've had a tremendous season when they've played some of the teams, everybody hard. I really like the style that Tom Manassas is playing now, and this team it looks like that. Hopefully, they're going to get strong, and hopefully, they'll do well when they get into the CCHA playoffs.
Well, it's been a fun team to watch, and like you say, it's kind of been the feel good story, at least on campus this season. To see those guys, you know, they finished in 10th place in the league last year. They enter play, I think, this weekend in fifth, and have a chance to move up. And you know, his style has been attack from day one, and not to sit back and let another team kind of dictate the pace. And you're right. I mean, they have a chance. You know, if the season ended today, Earl, they would be in the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
And to think about, you know, where they came from last year and the turmoil, and to turn that around in 1 year with pretty much the same group, it would be a nice feather in Tom Anastas's cap. But it's an older team, and I think that's helped out too. You know, they're going to be celebrating 9 seniors on their senior day on Saturday night, and that's always a fun night. You know, they turn the lights off and the guys have the spotlight, and they get to take, you know, one final lap around Mount Ice Arena. And is in talking to the seniors this week, they can't believe how fast their 4 years have flown by, and they're looking forward to this weekend and especially Saturday night and having a chance to be honored a little bit for their careers.
You know, Jeremy, when we look back, it's almost every sport, when we talk to athletes, whether it's in football, basketball, hockey, or whatever, when everyone says they just didn't realize how fast that 4 years would go by.
Well, and everybody tells them, you know, when they come in as freshmen, the upperclassmen tell them, hey, you know, this thing's going to go by like lightning, and, you know, you're not going to realize it. And they say, oh, yeah, sure, it's no problem. And all of a sudden they turn around, and it's their senior year, and they're getting ready to play in their last couple couple of regular season games. You know, I think they're really hoping that they can at least, you know, get a home series in the playoffs. And if they do take care of business against an Alaska team, who is a good team, but they're behind Michigan State in the standings. So, I mean, obviously for them, every game is key. You know, they go to Notre Dame the next weekend after that. And, you know, if they do win all four of those games, if they can put a little streak together here to end the year, that'll really solidify them, not only for the CCHA tournament, but for the NCAA tournament as well.
Hey, Jeremy, I got to ask you a question here, because I just found out something that I really wasn't aware of. Did you know that MSU has a women's football rugby team? Club team?
I did not know that. It's got to be a club team,
yeah, it's
right?
A club
it's not
team.
A varsity team.
Right. They have a women's football rugby club team.
I did not know that. I knew they had a men's team, but I wasn't aware they had a women's team.
Yes, I guess it'll be coming up. I'll have a game coming up soon, but yeah, I was surprised. I said, let me ask Jeremy if he knows about that.
No, I mean, like I said, I knew they had a men's team that did some stuff in the fall, but, you know, that's one of the great things about Michigan State University is there are so many different things. You know, I'm a little bit biased because I'm an alum, but there are so many different things that you can get involved with when you're a student here and you come on campus that the options are really limitless. And I think that's one of the really, really great things about this university.
Yes, you can always do something. Now, I know you're out there playing hoop today, so I guess I better let you get back to your hoop game.
I need to go practice my jump shot because it's not very good. I'd be sitting next to Coach Izzo if I were on his team for a long time on the bench, I'm afraid.
Yeah, he'd have you and me and everybody else, all of us in the media, would be deep down the bench.
No defense and you can't hit a shot. Why don't you come sit next to me, son?
No, that's it. Hey, buddy, look forward to seeing you tonight at the game. And, hey, best of luck to you today, the rest of the day, and I look forward to seeing you at the game tonight.
All right, Earl. I appreciate it. Take care. Have a
okay,
good one.
Okay, bye-bye. And that's Jeremy Sampson from TV10 Sports, and talk a little sports with him. He didn't know that they had a women's club team. Did you know, Aaron, that they had a women's club rugby team?
No idea. I mean, I knew they had a men's team, but, I didn't know. Now, are they going to be doing something soon here on campus with it or playing?
They're going to be having a game pretty soon because what happened, somebody left some material on my doorstep about a fundraiser. That fundraiser they're having up on, one of them is coming up on March 4th, so, and that's the date of the last home game. So they're having a fundraiser there. So it's interesting that, I didn't know they had a women's club team either till I read that information. I said, wow, they got a club rugby team. So, and as a matter of fact, they were just on NBC. I should have asked Jeremy about that. They were just on NBC, I think last weekend, they had a women's rugby game on.
That's good. I mean, that's good for the school. It's good that, you know, there's a wide range of sports available to other students, to other people out there. It's good to hear, though.
It is, and yes, that's something that, especially if the ladies want to get involved in, that's something, another sport that they can get involved in. I know women's sports have been picked up real fast around this campus. It's been growing just exponentially, and so it's been just a growing, all our sports around here, just growing men and women's sports, so it's getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about, because I asked you about that Jeremy Lin. You think about the Jeremy Lin and that whole phenomenon?
Well, everyone's got their opinion, that's for sure. And so mine, it's great for the NBA. You know what?
Yes.
It's when you watch the highlights, when you watch the videos, you can tell he's enjoying himself 100%. He's doing it for the game. And, I mean, we all know that there's certain people that play the game for the money, which is fine. That's we all got to make a living somehow. So, but the excitement that he shows, not that other players don't, but it's a completely different feel. And then the backstory of it, him being from Harvard, undrafted, all that good stuff, now that he actually has his own place and he's not couch surfing, is quite amazing. And I really hope it continues, because this is exactly, I think, what the NBA needed. I've read a lot of forums online, and people are like, wow, I'm actually going to watch a game now. you know, NBA has its problems just like any other sport, but I think this is great for the sport, and I'm glad, and I hope it continues. And like you said earlier, if he was in another city, it may have not happened, but good thing it happened in New York.
Yeah, exactly, because if he's in a smaller market, who knows? Like, if he was in Charlotte, could you imagine him having that kind of, fame and everything garnered being one of the Charlotte Bobcats?
No. I don't even see him. It wouldn't even fit, no.
But no, he's a good young player, 23 years old, cut twice by, and that's part of the story too, cut twice by two other teams. So he's really persevered and stuck to itness, and he's really doing very well right now. And he's cutting down slowly on the turnovers. I mean, he had 6 turnovers the other night. He really had his best all-around game, 10 points, 13 assists, and only 6 turnovers. So he's slowly cutting down on the turnovers. If he continues to do that, he will be around for a long, long time. I don't know if he continues to have these high turnover rates around 7, 8, 9 like that. He may not last that long. He might be just a flash in the pan, but we'll have to see. If he can cut the turnovers down, continue handing out, he's a good passer. We know that. We've seen that he's a good passer, and he gets the shot off inside, and he can shoot the jumper. He's got a chance to have a long life in the NBA. All he's got to do is cut down on those turnovers somewhat, but he should certainly have a long, long life and a very, very good career. And, of course, he got signed a 1-year contract, the minimum contract, so If he continues on, he can be ready for a big payday after this season is over. Someone will sign him, whether it's the Knicks or someone else. I'm quite sure he'll want to stay with the Knicks, get that 3-year contract for a very big payday. So it'll be interesting to see how his contract situation works out. Because like you say, we know everybody has to make a living. We've all got to do it, whether you're covering the sport or whether you're an athlete in the sport. I always said it's nothing better than being an athlete. It's nice that we do what we do, but it's still nothing better than being an athlete. If you can out and actually do the sport and make a living doing a sport, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever you like, everyone loves their kind of sports, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, 41 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing.
The method used to compile Oscar's shortlist for documentaries can seem inscrutable at best, capricious at worst. So the Academy revised the process to make it more transparent. Not everyone thinks it's an improvement. I'm Neil Conan, Michael Moore on the new rules for Oscar documentaries. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Good afternoon. Our forecast for the rest of the day, cloudy skies with a high near 40 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 25. A little bit of sun on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the 40s. And then the clouds come back on Saturday, a good chance of snow showers and a high in the 30s. I'm Kevin Lavery. Good afternoon.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527 or toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. So give us a call or send us an email right here on AM 870. If you want a chance to win tickets to MSU hockey, give us a call at 353-5000. 353-5000, area code 517 for your chance to win tickets to MSU hockey. 353-5000, area code 517. We'll give the tickets away at the end of today's program. The tickets to MSU Alaska Anchorage coming up this weekend right here. So we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets. We do that all season long for football, basketball, and hockey. And always a pleasure and glad to give you and help you out and get you a chance to go to a game. And remember, you can only win once during the season. Then you just call back next year. We'll have tickets to give away next year, but you only win once during a season. We want to give as many people a chance to win tickets right here on AM 870 WKAR. So remember, you call in, you win once, and we don't want to hear from you again until next year. But we give people a chance always to win tickets right here on WKAR. So just give us a call. Talk with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Now, as you know and everyone knows, big game tonight. Big, huge game. Michigan State and Wisconsin. The Badgers are always tough, and they're going to be very tough tonight. They lost at home game. And hardly any teams lose at home in the Big Ten. So if you're looking at Wisconsin tonight, think they're going to give Michigan State a very, very tough time. So you can be ready to, whether you're at the game in person or you're watching it on the tube, it's going to be a tough game. No matter how you look at it, no matter how you slice it, it's a big, big game for Michigan State. They're only one game, actually a game and a half behind Michigan State. So you can see that it's just going to be a very tough game for them. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Draymond Green, the team's leader, he's going to be, leading the charge with all of his teammates. He really likes this team as well. I mean, he's a senior, and he really likes this team. Last year, he knows it was a little bit of a struggle for him and some of the players last year. But this year, he likes his teammates. They get along well. I know Coach Izzo likes him because he's got a team of he's got a bunch of guys who really want to learn basketball. They really want to learn, and that helps. And, you know, what? No matter what system you teach, every coach has a system of their own, and they all believe in it. You know, people always ask me about changing system and changing stuff. It's not that easy, because if you have something that's successful and you do it, you want to continue doing it. You don't want to change just because maybe a couple of guys that you have, they want to play a different way. But, you know, it's a team game, as they all say. So, you know, hopefully everyone buys in at the beginning of the year, and you teach them all, and they learn how to play your way. You don't want to change the whole way you can do things. And plus, if you have a lot of success doing it one way, if you had a lot of success like, Tom believes in, for example, rebounding and defense. Those are the staples of any of Tom Izzo's team. So if you learn to do those two game things well, then your team is going to have a lot of success. But that's what he believes in. Some coaches believe in offense, more offense, and less defense, and don't worry that much about defense. And they play a different style of offense. Some teams you've seen, they really place a premium on passing the ball around, passing the ball inside out, and doing that way. Every coach has a style, and that the way they want to do things and the way they believe that things can be done to win basketball games. Because that's the ultimate. They all want to go to win basketball games. They can't play from game to game like that. You know, you put in a whole game plan, a whole plan of how you want to do things at the beginning of the year. So you play that way. Now, you're going to have different plays and such during the season. But you know how you want to play, and you put that style in at the beginning of the season. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR in East Lansing. And as many of you know, this has gone up. I haven't mentioned this yet, but I guess it's time to do it now. Alabama and Michigan meet, as you know, in the first game of the year, and that line has went up. It was 7.5. Now it's up to Alabama by 13 points over Michigan. So what do you say about that, Aaron? I know you got a little bit of a liking a little bit too of the Wolverines.
Yeah, we're talking football here, right?
Yes,
yeah,
football. Yeah.
Actually, this is the first time I heard this news. 13 spread now, has it?
Yes.
Said? Well, that's probably about right. I'll actually probably give them a little bit more. Now, this is the first game of the season, huh?
First game of the season.
And this is at Alabama or Big House?
No, it's going to be at Dallas Stadium.
Oh, but Dallas Stadium. So, yeah. Okay. So, really, it's kind of an advantage for Alabama, I guess. But we know Michigan fans like to travel, so
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, they've already sold all the Michigan tickets.
Yeah, there we go.
25,000 tickets have been sold.
All right.
Bought up by Michigan fans.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, you know, Michigan won their bowl game this year. They got better. They're even going to be better next year. Get that system in place. Get that up and running. This kind of almost reminds me of Tom Izzo and playing, you know, North Carolina and Duke right away off at the beginning of the season. So it's going to be a challenge for the players. It's going to be a great experience, that's for sure. And frankly, I probably see it as a wonderful opportunity to possibly beat that team, Alabama, and it's just going to help them later in the season when they have struggles, if they end up losing or something. They're going to gain so much out of it, and I'm glad they're not just playing some you know, cakewalk team. It's because, you know, the first couple games usually before you get into the conference, they're kind of, you know, you know, Michigan State might play Eastern Michigan or something, you know, we know they're going to win, that kind of thing. So
right.
It's good that they're actually going to step up and play someone that's really, really good. And I don't know what Alabama is probably going to be ranked. I don't know what they're going to be pre-ranked this year, but
yeah.
So,
it probably won't be any lower than fifth. It'd be absolute
right.
worst. So they'll be highly ranked, and Michigan, we know, will be highly ranked, and they've got a lot of people coming back. So it should be a very good game. I must admit, I'm looking forward to seeing that one, Alabama and Michigan in the season opener. It's a game between two teams that are very good teams, and we'll get a chance to see, or early chance to see how good Michigan might be this year.
Yeah, that's the key for them to go on the road like that, I guess. It's going to be interesting because there's going to be a lot of expectations for
yes,
them this year.
Yes, there is.
You know, and the Michigan State game is even going to be bigger this year after, you know, us beating them so many times in a row now. But we'll see how it plays out. It's going to be interesting. Good. I'm assuming this is going to be on national TV. So,
oh yes.
you know, so this is going to be a big opportunity for them to really staple and get that program back up to where I guess it once used to be. And I think they got the people and the players in place to do that.
Yes, that's the thing. Other thing, Aaron. I mean, with Michigan State and Michigan meet, I never would have dreamt in all my years working here that Michigan State would beat Michigan 4 years in a row, and now they've got a chance to make it five. I don't know if they will, but you know, Coach D'Antonio has really turned the program around here.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and we've talked about this before, and everyone knows Michigan's, you know, history goes way back well before ours, so they've had a head start as far as the football program is concerned. And so, you know, yeah, like you, I agree with you. I don't know if they'll do it, you know, five times in a row, but. It's good. I'm glad Michigan State has got to that point where, you know, they're getting to where Michigan, I guess, sort of used to be, and Michigan's getting back to where they used to be. So, you know, if we can keep that rivalry where it is and those two teams can be competitive year in and year out, that's just there's no negative to that.
Yeah, because there haven't been very few years when both teams have been at the same level at one time. Usually Michigan's up, Michigan State's down. The few times Michigan State's been up, Michigan's been down. But we've never had them been two teams basically on an even keel.
Right, and that helps, one, for these two teams, obviously, but then it helps the conference overall, which is great. And, you know, the last couple of years, the Big Ten Conference has been right up there as some of the, you know, the best conference in the country for football, and obviously we're realizing that in basketball too. So, you know, it's great for these two teams, the conference, you know, it helps with national exposure, which, you know, we've seen Michigan State the last couple of years with D'Antonio and the success he's had, that it helps tremendously.
You know, one thing I've always admired at, I mean, Michigan State and Michigan have run roughshod over the MAC teams, Eastern, Western, and Central, have taken it on the nose against Michigan State and Michigan. Year in and year out, they find a way to beat them. I like the underdog. I always would like to see Michigan State would have a little bit more trouble with our MAC opponents because they play good football at the MAC level, and they sometimes they have good teams, but of course they have a hard time going up against Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah, and that's the problem, and I hate the MAC. I'm sorry, I don't hate the MAC 10. That's not what I meant. I don't like it how they do schedule those games. Just because the MAC-10, like you said, it is very good football. It is competitive football, but we all know it's on a different scale.
Yeah, it's a notch lower.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Although, you know, a couple of years ago now, Central Michigan had that great team with Dan LeFevre and great quarterback there. So, and I know they had a great season that year, but, you know, that happens very, very, very little. So I kind of wish they didn't schedule those games because of that. But, you know, I understand why they do it, but it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, and what if, you know, for a while I used to be like you, didn't want them to schedule them, but the other part of it, which I do like, it keeps the money in state. It keeps all the money in the state of Michigan for both teams. Yes, they may be down, but at least they know they're getting a good share of cash money to help their football program. So I sort of look at it from that aspect as well.
Yeah, we all know that money is part of the process. But you know, some people might, well, oh, hey, then you're talking about it's just about the money then. Well, no, not really, because there's plenty of families that don't live close to each other or have multiple students that go to multiple school or multiple kids that go to multiple schools. So it's a chance for families to come together, friends to come together, and so I think it's a win-win for everyone. I don't really see any downside to it, but. You're right. That's a good point.
Yeah, Aaron, I know we're going to be giving tickets away shortly here for hockey tickets. So have you put all the names in the hat and ready to draw them out pretty soon here?
Yeah, I have put the names in the hat. Well, I'll get you a winner in just a second here.
Okay. Yeah, we've got two tickets sets of your tickets to give away, one for Friday night's game and one for Saturday night's game. So we have two sets of hockey tickets, and hopefully whoever wins, you'll enjoy the game. Michigan State hockey is on the growing path again. And that last game I went to was a sellout game between Michigan State and Michigan. Those games always do well. But for them to sell out more games and people are starting to have a buzz about hockey around campus, it's really great. So who's the lucky people that won the tickets?
Well, first winner is Steve from Lansing, so congratulations, Steve. And our second winner is Paul from Hazlitt, so congratulations to them.
Well, Steve and Paul, congratulations, and we'll give you a call shortly, tell you where to come and pick those tickets up at for the Friday and Saturday game. So congratulations to both of you. And we love giving you tickets and love giving tickets to all of our Mid-Michigan area listeners who can call in and give us a chance and they can put their name in the hat, get a chance to pull them out and get a chance to go to MSU hockey. So we're glad to do that for you. And we've just got a couple more tickets for MSU basketball left. And I think maybe one more ticket for hockey. But I know we've got those. We're getting close to the end of the season for hockey and basketball. That's for sure. And then we'll do it again next year. We'll look at football, basketball, and hockey just for you and tell you about how you can go about winning tickets right here on WKR. But how about those Detroit Red Wings? 21 wins in a row. That's special. 21 wins in a row. The Red Wings now have the NHL record. Now they're going right for the whole league record. If they can win the next two road games, the next two home games, and then they'll have officially everything under the Red Wings banner. So we'll look forward to that to see if they can win anymore, if they can continue on. I'll tell you, that's an impressive streak, winning 21 games in a row, isn't it, Aaron? 21 hockey games in a row is definitely special.
Yeah, especially at home, the history there. That's quite amazing to do 21 at home, especially in this hockey league. There's a lot of good teams, but for Detroit, of all teams, an original six team to have it, at 21, that's great. It's great for the city, great for the sport, adds more to the sport, which we all know NHL needs some things to help it out, to gain some viewers and that kind of thing. So it's a wonderful story. I'm glad it happened in our own backyard.
Yeah. Now, you know that they've got a regular season. They just signed a regular season contract with NBC. Oh. To cover NHL hockey.
You're talking, because I know NBC bought out.
Yeah, Versus.
Versus. So you're saying that now they have a regular season contract with NBC.
Yeah.
For just regular
over the season games. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So
that's
we'll
even
see
better.
A little bit more. Yeah. So we'll see them even more so, which is great. And yes, and they bought Versus. They're part of that NBC network now. So we'll see some games on NBC coming up. You know, we won't just have to search for Versus again. I mean, when they first, I would just pulling out my hair when it first started, what little hair I had that, you know, couldn't find the games. Because I wonder, where in the heck is Versus? And then I finally got it on my system and was able to see them. But, boy, that was hard. When they first started out, it was really hard to find them.
Yeah, that's for sure. I remember that. It was very difficult. Glad NBC kind of has taken over.
That's for sure. Hey, I want to thank everyone who's been listening today, and thank you for calling. And come back and join us tomorrow right here on WKAR. And you can find out the results of who won the basketball game between Michigan State and Wisconsin. Should be a darn good game tonight. And also, we'll talk more prep sports for you tomorrow as we're getting closer to the district playoffs. And we'll talk some prep games coming up tomorrow night. Was that, and of course, the results of the Michigan State-Wisconsin game. And we'll talk a little bit more hockey tomorrow right here on AM 870 WKAR. I want to thank you all for listening and thank you all for calling Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR, AM 870. So come back and join us tomorrow right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. I want to make sure that you have yourself a very safe and pleasant evening. And I'll see you tomorrow to talk more sports right here on WKAR East Lansing.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.